From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As BP continues efforts to contain the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, CEO Tony Hayward today promised the oil giant will clean up every drop of oil spilled so far, something Hayward says, given the amount of oil involved, will take time.
BP will be here for a very long time. We recognize that this is just the beginning.
BP did have some good news to finally report today, saying it was able to successfully slice off a piece of leaking pipe with shears, clearing the way for a containment device to be placed atop it. Officials with the company say it will be 12 to 24 hours before they know whether the latest plan will work. Called the cut and cap method, BP has acknowledged it is a risky procedure. President Obama is again speaking out about the BP spill, admitting that, like many, he is frustrated at the pace of efforts to stem the leak. Mr. Obama told CNN's Larry King Live he believes those involved in the nation's worst ever oil spill have much to answer for.
I am furious at this entire situation because this is an example of where somebody didn't think through the consequences of their actions. And it is imperiling not just a handful of people. This is imperiling an entire way of life and an entire region for potentially years.
President Obama will travel to the Gulf tomorrow, where he will look at the latest efforts to battle the spill. State Department has confirmed that one of the activists killed by an Israeli raid on an aid ship this week was a Turkish-American with dual nationality. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. ambassador to Turkey was in touch with the father of Furkan Doğan to offer condolences. She says two other Americans were injured, one on a ship and one during a protest that followed the raid.
We are in constant contact with the Israeli government, attempting to obtain more information about our citizens.
Doğan was 19 years old and was born in New York, according to a State Department spokesman who said the Turkish-American died of gunshot wounds. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department reports new unemployment claims fell by 10,000 last week to 453,000. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says while moving in the right direction, there's still lots of room for improvement.
The 450K per week is better than it was. We'll take it, but it's certainly not good enough, at least if we want to absorb all the unemployed that are out there in the next couple, 3 years.
In a separate report, the government said worker productivity, while continuing to expand in the first quarter, did so at a slower rate. David Huther is chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers.
It shows the expansion is starting to gain some steam, and employers are starting to feel a little confident enough to start expanding employment. So overall, that's good news.
The government releases its closely watched employment numbers for May tomorrow. Ahead of the jobs figures, the Dow was up modestly, closing up 5 points to end the day at 10,255. This is NPR. American consumers kept up their spending in May, though at a somewhat less robust pace than the previous month. The International Council of Shopping Centers says its index for revenue at stores open for at least a year rose 2.6% last month. Among the bright spots, Victoria's Secret parent company Limited Brands and TJ Maxx. Analysts say May spending was dampened somewhat by cool weather and by a late Memorial Day holiday. Los Angeles Lakers and Boston Celtics are restarting their NBA championship rivalry. This is the 12th time the two franchises have met in the finals. 2 years ago, the Celtics beat the Lakers to win the NBA title. From Los Angeles, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The Lakers and Celtics are improved versions of the teams that played for the 2008 championship. The Celtics won that series without major contributions from Rajon Rondo, but the whip-it-quick point guard has been the breakout star of this postseason. He now drives Boston's offense. L.A. forward Pau Gasol was criticized in 2008 for wilting in the face of Boston's big men, but he's added toughness to his considerable set of offensive skills. And new Laker Ron Artest showed in this year's two regular season games against Boston that he can contain Paul Pierce, the Celtics' best offensive player. In the playoffs so far, Boston hasn't faced an offense as potent as LA's. The Lakers haven't played against a defense as tough as Boston's. With the two best teams playing their best, many NBA insiders call this one a toss-up. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Golden Girls actress Rue McClanahan has died after suffering a stroke. McClanahan's co-starred on the TV show with Bea Arthur, Betty White, and Estelle Getty. Rue McClanahan underwent surgery for breast cancer in 1997 and had heart surgery last year. She was 76. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.